Followed by Barry the Baptist declares war from Mahamadeus. Moonlight Mage, he's been tough. Now Barry the Baptist getting closer. Mahamadeus running on. Johan Doe is bursting for a run, but Barry the Baptist at the 100. Mahamadeus wearing him down. Mahamadeus takes the lead. Mahamadeus a half Barry the Baptist, and Johan Doe a tragedy third.
Well, he was the anchor for many, a short price favourite to kick off the day, rolling into many multis, and Nick Ryan was able to deliver with Luke Curry aboard. Terrific day for Nick. We'll get to the win of Dice Roll later on. First run for the stable. What a great training performance. And Nick joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you, Aaron.
Wear your heart in your sleeve, your team at the races, Toby Lake and others. It's great to see the emotion that goes into watching your horses run. What was it like yesterday winning that good race with Mahamadeus to kick the day off?
Yeah, look, it was probably more of a relief for anything for me. He was expected to win and he was short price favourite, but it was just good to see him get the job done.
You referenced that you targeted, obviously, the Albury Cup and then the Easter Cup. So he's been effectively almost at the top of his game for a few runs now. Is there any petrol left in the tank for the boy?
Yeah, I think there is. Look, he just seems to get better the deeper you get in the prep. And as he's getting older, he's taking one or two extra runs to hit his peak. So that was his fifth up run yesterday. We'll sit down during the week and see if we can map a program north for him.
He's competed in a Queensland Derby as a three-year-old. So you're thinking of heading up to some of the feature races in Queensland over the 2,000 metres or so?
Yeah, 2,000 beyond. I think yesterday he looked like he probably would want a little bit further. He took a little bit long to hit his strap. So, we'll sit down and see what options are available for him.
Next race, you saddled up Dice Roll, first run for the stable. You referenced that he's a quality horse. Obviously, his form tells you that. What were you feeling in terms of his winning chances going into yesterday?
Oh, I was pretty confident, he could win. I knew he was going to run well. He's been in work 17, 18 weeks and had a lot of galloping. He's done a lot of gallops with Mahamadeus, and they galloped together on Tuesday morning, and Dice Roll galloped far the better. So after Mahamadeus won well in the first, we were confident. We were just very mindful that he hadn't raced for a very long time and wasn't sure how he was going to behave and perform. But his work had been excellent.
Just take us through the background in the way he found his way into your stable. What was the contact that allowed you to train him?
He was purchased by Golden Farms. Tony Cruz in Hong Kong purchased the horse after him running a third in the French Guineas. And then he went to Hong Kong and he just failed to really acclimatise there, the firm tracks. He's a horse that likes to get his toe into the ground and he just didn't settle in well in Hong Kong at all. So he was sent back home by Golden Farms in South Australia. And he'd been in the paddock for 18 months as a nanny. I asked the boss if we could bring him out of the paddock and put him into work and have a go at him. And I'm glad we did.
Benchmark 78 yesterday. So obviously there's room to move from a ratings perspective. What do you map out for him?
We'll see that. Both horses, Mahamadeus and him, have licked the bin overnight. They seem to have put up really well. But whether we give Dice Roll one more run here before heading up north, we'll just see. There is a race at Warrnambool for him. If he pleases me in the next week or two. We'll just see. He loves the wet and he loves to get his toe in. So we'll be chasing the wet track, Warren.
I suppose when you change stables, you've recently relocated from Caulfield to Flemington. Quite often it takes a while to sort of get used to the new training tracks and the markers, et cetera. But you seem to have really hit the ground running. Must be rewarding to have a day like yesterday with the relatively new resident at Flemington.
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to get off to a flying start. And just so happened, Dice Roll had been he's been ready for a little while, but we've just been waiting, and Mahamadeus was hitting his peak yesterday. So it's great to get off to a flying start. We've been at Flemington for 2 weeks now and really looking forward to the future.
And it can obviously help attract some, in some form, a new ownership base, and I'll be a little bit disappointed if in the weeks and months ahead I don't see the Racing Victoria chairman's Brian Kruger's name in the ownership of a horse there. I was listening to you yesterday with Michael Felgate, and Brian, who races a number of horses, said he didn't have a horse with you at this stage, and you said, talk to me after the first two races. Well, you've gone out and trained the first two winners, so you couldn't do a better job in trying to put your name in front of the Racing Victoria's chairman in terms of taking a share in a horse.
Yeah, it couldn't have been better scripted, Warren, and let's hope you're right.
What have the sales been like for you? How does a relatively young trainer approach the sales when the prices are so high in the current season?
Oh, look, I'm very fortunate. My stepfather's a Jeff Gordon. He's a bloodstock agent, and you know, we're always looking for you know, specific types and value for money. But we've gone out and bought 15 yearlings this year, and with a few sales to go. And it was so pleasing yesterday with Dice Roll Warren. That's the first ever import that I've trained. And to get him to perform like that off such a long break, you know, it was very, very rewarding.
And physically, how's your body? We know you love to ride your own work and star jockey turned trainer. How does your body cope with the amount of work that you put it through in terms of riding your own work?
Yeah, it's in pretty good nick. I'm not that old yet, but a few aches and pains. But look, it's one of my passions. If I was 10 kilos lighter, I'd still be out there, Warren.
Yeah, absolutely, Nick, and we would love that to be the case, but obviously that has curtailed your career. But fortunately, you're not lost to racing. You're doing a terrific job of training, and great to see you hit the ground running from that new Flemington base. Congratulations on a landmark day at Caulfield yesterday.
Thanks, Warren. Much appreciated.